and Tis the Law has the lead at the top of the stretch. It is Tis the Law in front with 3/16 of the finish. Tis the Law has a four-length lead. He's left the others behind.
Live from the backstretch at historic Saratoga Racecourse, this is Racing Across America. Racing Across America is brought to you by Pennell's Restaurant, a Saratoga tradition since 1922, 284 Jefferson Street, Saratoga, just minutes from the track. The new Capital OTB wagering platform. Bet any place, anytime, with the new Capital OTB wagering platform. CapitalOTBBet.com, the premier wagering site in New York State. And the Clubhouse Racebook. Can't make it to the track? Make it to the Clubhouse Racebook. 711 Central Avenue, Albany.
Good morning. Welcome to Racing Across America on the final day of racing here at Saratoga. You know, on day one, the clock is ticking. It is the inevitable march to the final day. Always bittersweet. People have been saying to me, so are you ready? And I'm always pretty much ready because I'm a little bit wiped out after 40 days of racing and doing a couple hours of TV every morning. But you always hate to see Saratoga go as well, particularly a meet that went the way this one did. Weather-wise, you know, we had some hot weather, certainly, but for the most part, it was nice weather. We had great racing, and we'll hit on some of those. We'll pull up some replays from some of the nice performances at the meet. So again, always a little bittersweet, Saratoga. I hate to see it go, but after 40 days, you're kind of ready for a little bit of a break. There will be a break of about a week and a half or so. Belmont at Aqueduct will kick back in next Thursday. So there's a little bit of a break from New York racing after today, but you have today. So don't forget, if you have been up yet, you can come up today. At this point, it's overcast, a little bit of a breeze. It's, you know, cool, comfortably cool. And we'll knock wood that it holds like this because there's a chance for potentially some rain. And again, if you didn't hear us mention it earlier, at this point, they're keeping all the main track onlys. They're holding all of those. But all the turf races are scheduled on the turf at this point. So, again, we'll keep our fingers crossed that that is the way it plays out for the remainder of the day. If you can't make it here, again, fire up your Capital OTB Bet account. Turn on the TV during the afternoon and watch the races. And again, I haven't double-checked, but Kentucky Downs is supposed to be racing today. They had some weather over the weekend, so it is good to go. Yes? Yeah, I'm being told in my ear that Kentucky Downs is good to go for today. So another nice track to take a look at on this Labor Day. So should be a fun holiday. Have an enjoyable holiday, certainly, but enjoy some of the racing as well. All right, just wanted to spend the early portion of the program kind of doing a little recap and some of the news also. A little bit later on, we'll be joined by John Signor, the president of Capital OTB, to kind of recap the season here at OTB as well. First up, as far as the recap, we hit on some of this a little bit earlier on the handicappers report, but on the jockey side, on the trainer side, Irod Ortiz going to be the winner. No catching with a 14-win lead. Irod Ortiz has 53 winners so far. Joel Rosario leapfrogged Luis Saez for the second spot. Joel Rosario is with 39. So again, 14-race lead, 12 races, it's a done deal. Obviously, Irod Ortiz will be the champion of the Saratoga meet. And on the trainer's side, as you can see there, Chad Brown with a 5-win lead over Todd Fletcher. Technically, it could happen. It would be fun if it kind of came down and got close at the end of the day. But it seems like Chad Brown probably winds up to be the leading trainer with the 5-win lead. Again, on the jockey side, Luis Saez third, Flavian Pratt comes east this year and winds up fourth at Saratoga, so that's a nice result. Jose Ortiz in the fifth spot. Manny Franco had a good meet, sixth. Javier Castellano Very good meet. Kind of a resurgence to the career a little bit, and he did very well. Wound up with 26 winners. John Velasquez with 22. Jose Lizcano, 19. Tyler Gaffleone, 17. Dylan Davis, nice meet for him. He had 15 wins. I will also mention, speaking of Dylan Davis, his sister Jackie, one win, but it was her first win at Saratoga. Did it for her dad. It was, 2 weeks ago maybe, had Jackie in after the win, and it was a popular victory. It was fun. Coming back to the winner's circle, locally based owners. There was a story behind them. They were a group of people who had gotten together and got to know each other sitting outside the fence during the pandemic. They get together and formulate an ownership group, and they wind up with a nice Saratoga win. Valleluya, I believe is the horse's name. Robbie Davis training, Jackie Davis on board. And again, coming back to the winner's circle, there was a lot of applause from the fans, from obviously the big group in the winner's circle. Robbie Davis was really enjoying it, obviously, with his daughter Jackie on board and being her first Saratoga victory. It was fun. So there were some human stories like that. Had Jackie in subsequently, as I said, and it was fun to talk to her. She's been kind of bouncing back and forth, Finger Lakes, and not only Saratoga, but earlier this year down at Belmont and Aqueduct, and fun to watch her. Her sister Katie, who took a little time off to be a mom for a while, got back in the saddle a couple of days ago, so it'll be fun to watch her getting back to riding. Her husband Trevor McCarthy also. So, again, nice human stories. One of those also on the jockey side, John Velasquez, getting his 1,000th Saratoga career victory. And again, 1,000th career victory here at Saratoga. He's had many, many more in his career, but 1,000 at Saratoga. That's pretty good. And that was a popular situation as well. Again, the fans are so clued in here when he came back to the winner's circle. Big round of applause. Johnny Embriel. Noted it as he came under the finish line. The fans very appreciative. A lot of press in the winner's circle, and obviously one of those, they had the sign printed up for the 1,000th Saratoga win, and so there was pictures and whatnot, and a lot of family in the winner's circle. I was in the winner's circle with my camera, and I put a little video together that we played a day or two afterwards. That was kind of fun listening to John talk about his career and starting the career with his mentor, Angel Cordero, and how, Angel, who was the king of Saratoga for many years, said, you got to get these wins, and Saratoga is very important on your resume. And then he said a couple of years ago, his wife Leona was looking at the records, and she said, you're approaching 1,000. We got to get them. I said, wait a minute. That's not what I'm clued into. And, who knows what's going to happen in a couple of years. Maybe I'll be retired. She said, no. You're going to go for the 1,000. And so it was fun to see him get in. And then I took my that was all conversation in the winner's circle. And then I took my camera and kind of followed Johnny out as he walked back to the jocks room, and the fans kind of lined up on the jock walk out there, getting selfies and signing autographs, and it was a lot of fun. You can find that over on YouTube as well, the Equidaily YouTube channel. I have that. And then a couple days ago, it was kind of interesting because it was the 10th anniversary of Ramon Dominguez having the big 6-win day up here, I think it was, where the fans also lined in applause and whatnot. Folks tweeted, Steve Bick tweeted out, the anniversary of the Ramon Dominguez day, and I replied to that with a link to a video I shot that day too, and it was kind of very similar. If you go to the Equidaily YouTube channel to look at Ramon Dominguez walking back in the crowd after a big day for him, and John Velasquez walking back in the crowd, and kind of fun to see, again, the fans so knowledgeable and generous and enthusiastic up here after a couple of notable performances by jockeys, 10 years apart. So again, nice human stories. Phil Serpe yesterday, one of the nice human stories, comes into the spinaway yesterday with Leave No Trace, who pays $31 and change and gets a nice grade one victory for Phil Serpe. We had Phil in last year after he won the Queen's Plate. Really a New York-based guy to have a horse go up and win the Queen's Plate was kind of fun. We had Phil in last year to talk a little bit about that. But yesterday gets the grade one victory with Leave No Trace. He was in the winner's circle after the race and kind of said, In fact, I'll quote from the NYRA notes because this was kind of his sentiment. He said, her first race was impressive. I don't swear by buyer numbers and sheet numbers, but I do use them as a tool. Her numbers were good. She was training great. He said some of the horses in here had run a couple of times. Some horses like her had only run one time, but you got to take a shot. That's what racing is. So the sentiment was essentially, and who can disagree, particularly after the result yesterday, you get to these, particularly in year 2022, you get to these, you know, mid to late summer stakes races for two-year-olds, and a lot of the time you're looking at horses who have just broken their maiden. And this is a grade one for $300,000, and he's got a nice-looking horse in here coming off a nice maiden breaker herself earlier in the Saratoga meet. So he said, you know, they haven't proven themselves. Some of these horses will get better. Some of these horses are what they are right now, but a few starts down may improve. But you don't know exactly what you have or what the others have at this moment, being so lightly raced. So you take your shot. He went, took the shot, and she winds up getting it done for Phil Serpy. Leave no trace in the grade one spin away. So nice to see, you know, Phil Serpy, as they say, longtime New York-based guy, getting it done in the spin away yesterday. Wonder Wheel made a nice late run and wound up second. But it was Leave No Trace. Again, second time starter, grade one victory now. And we'll see. As Phil Serpy said, some of these will get better. Some of these may level out. We'll see what she has in store for her in the future. But can't take the grade one victory off the resume. And you would think with that one, she will be aimed for some stakes action down the road as well. So, again, congratulations to Phil Serpy on the nice win yesterday in the spinaway. Jose Lascano on board, and as I say, he had a nice little meet as well. 19 wins overall, but kind of winds up the season putting a grade one on the resume. Mentioned it a little bit earlier, and we mentioned it yesterday with Pat McKenna when we had him step in. It was at that point it was kind of breaking news. It had just come out. Now you know, you've been able to read about it at various places, but I will reiterate and take an opportunity to tip my cap to John Embriel. But John Embriel, the headline is he retires, and it is then qualified. Retires as NYRA's full-time announcer. But that's the key. He's retiring as the full-time announcer. He'll still be calling Belmont, and good for him, because Johnny I does a great job. And as I say, I wanted to take an opportunity to tip my cap to him, longtime NYRA employee, and worked his way up to be the full-time race caller for NYRA, and has done that for the past couple of years and has done a great job. So it's great to see him still sticking around Belmont in the future. And I bring it up and I tip my cap because nice guy, nicest guy out there, one of the nicest guys out there, and we've had him over here on this side as well, and always very accommodating. So we wish him the best in the future. But again, it's nice that we'll be able to enjoy him as well at Belmont. Otherwise, it's going to be Chris Griffin, a guy who came to Parks from Texas and has done a nice job at Parks, but you can kind of see his trajectory was moving in an upward direction, and he'll be calling Aqueduct in the future. Chris Griffin does a nice job, and as I say, he's been a guy who you can kind of see was moving up and up, and so he'll come to New York for Aqueduct, and our friend Frank Miramati will be the voice of Saratoga in the future. Known Frank and been friendly with Frank for a number of years, and he has called at many tracks around the country. He was at Oaklawn for a while, and most recently has divided time between Santa Anita and Monmouth. Done a great job. You can find, over the years, has done some clever calls with some impersonations, which if you look up Miramati on YouTube, you can find some of those impersonation calls. That one of them was, I wanted to say Turf Paradise, but I'm not sure. It was a smaller venue that at the end of the season had one of those marathon races that some tracks do at the end of their season. And he, during the course of the call, probably had five or six or more impressions of other race callers or just celebrities In the Call of the Race. And you can find that one on YouTube as well. But Frank has since gone on. Doesn't do the impression so much anymore at the major venues. But it's been fun to, you know, see him go. Oak Lawn, Santa Anita, Monmouth, and now he'll be up here at Saratoga in the future. So, again, congratulations to Chris and Frank as well on their moves to New York racing. And as they say, happy to have Johnny I still in the mix at Belmont in the future. Speaking of which, and I mentioned it earlier, there's a little break about a week and a half until we come back. No Belmont this fall. Do keep that in mind. They're doing some construction down there, putting a tunnel in under the track and whatnot. So when they go back down to New York, it's going to be Belmont at Aqueduct. And so we'll have an extended period, obviously, of Aqueduct. But the game plan is Belmont back in the mix next spring. So keep that in mind as well as we return to the New York City area for racing in about a week and a half or so after we wrap things up today. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to pull up some replays and just talk about some of the nice performances over the season up here. And there have been a lot of them, but I have a little handful we'll take a look at. So we'll take this break. When we come back, a little more on the Saratoga 2020 recap. A little bit later on, John Signor, president of Capital OTB, will join us. Stay tuned.
For four generations and looking forward to a fifth, Bruce Cerrone and his family have continued their 99-year tradition of delighting their faithful following with the finest authentic Italian recipes made with the freshest ingredients. Some things have changed in the last 99 years, but not Pinnell's commitment to the finest in Italian cuisine. Pinnell's Italian Restaurant, a Saratoga tradition since 1922. 284 Jefferson Street, just minutes from the track.
Capital OTB is now streaming live on Roku. The RTN Racing Channel on Roku lets you watch OTB TV live through your Roku device or your Amazon Fire Stick, rather than being limited to computers and mobile devices, which means you can now watch OTB live wherever you are. Simply open Roku, scroll to find the RTN channel, then click on OTB TV. OTB TV on Roku. Try it now.
Hello everyone, I'm Scott Vartley and I'm here at the West Condominiums in Saratoga Springs. And guess what? We are down to the home stretch. Everything is two bedrooms and two baths. Come make a selection of one of the greatest condos ever to be built in Saratoga Springs. We're starting in the upper fives and the only rooftop penthouse available now under construction. Wow, just look at this patio. We have a rooftop pool, heated garage, balconies, and a gym. Call me at 518-281-6808.
Welcome back to Racing Across America on this Monday, Labor Day, day 40, the last day of racing up here at Saratoga. As I said, a little bittersweet, but it's been a fun summer, a fun meet. Hopefully you've made some money. I was kind of rolling right along and feeling pretty good about the meet over the first two-thirds, about the first 6 weeks or so, first three quarters, last week and a half or so. Man, I really feel like I've been treading water. So we'll see if we can make a little magic happen on day 40. That's the nice thing about horse racing. You can always have the opportunity to turn it around, turn the page, and move on. We will see how that works out. But going back again to some of the nice performances earlier in the meet, there have been some nice two-year-olds. Prank was a nice two-year-old filly that went to the sidelines, a little bit of an issue, but she a 91 buyer figure in her performance. But we'll take a look at Echo again, going out for Ron Winchell and Asmussen. Echo again on the 20th of August. Nice win on the two-year-old side of things with a really solid, I mean, for the, you know, middle late summer, fire a 94 buyer. That is very solid. And so, again, you can see the betting public was on board at 3-5, and Echo again lived up to it, getting it done here pretty convincingly. Again, in one of the better two-year-old performances of the meet. As I said earlier on the handicapping show, Bill Parcells had a couple of nice two-year-olds launch here that are going to be fun to watch going forward. And again, there have been some nice two-year-old performances overall, as there typically are at Saratoga, and that they will play out going into the fall down in New York, the fall out at Keeneland, and perhaps the fall also at the Breeders' Cup. And we'll find out more of that situation a little bit later today in the hopeful, which will wind up the stakes action here at Saratoga with a nice field of two-year-olds, kind of highlighted by Gulfport to see if he can rebound off the second-place finish in the Sanford back on August 13th. But Mo Strike, I think, has the possibility also to be a very, very dangerous two-year-old. And Forte, I mentioned on the handicapper's report earlier, the debut effort from that one was good enough that I think Forte is maybe better than we saw in the Sanford. So a nice addition of the hopeful coming up this afternoon that will play out in the fine fashion as far as giving us some two-year-olds to pay attention to going forward. But again, some of the maidens or first-level allowance races for the two-year-olds were, as they typically are up here at Saratoga, very, very productive, you would have to think. And Echo, again, was one of those. Similar connections. Got it done in the Travers about a week ago. And we're going to take a look at Epicenter getting it done in the Travers to, you know, what we all said, validate kind of what we all thought, that Epicenter was perhaps at the top of the three-year-old class despite running second in the Derby and the Preakness. And he validated that this summer up here at Saratoga with a win in the Jim Dandy and then followed it up with the win here in the Travers. What, 111, 112 buyer, whatever it was a very legitimate triple-digit buyer that, again, sets him up for the last part of the year in fine fashion, not just as a three-year-old now at the top of the class, but perhaps against older horses as well. Now, given what we saw in Southern California with Flightline on Saturday, it's going to be interesting to see how things do play out the remainder of the year on the older side of things, Breeders' Cup Classic and whatnot going forward. But, again, I think Flightline has the potential. I think Epicenter has the chance to be a player late season as a three-year-old when we start to see these three-year-olds move in against older company, kind of has the potential to hold his own against that type, particularly, again, with the performance we saw and the number fired in the Travers. Another one of the highlights of the meet, Epicenter, Jim Dandy, and Travers on the three-year-old male side. On the three-year-old filly side, Nest certainly impressive. Coaching Club American Oaks, and we're going to take a look at the subsequent Alabama for Nest. And again, she was a highlight of the meet as well for Todd Pletcher and company. Nest getting it done. As I say, again, in the Alabama, Mike Rapoli and company. And it's funny, we had Mike on. We had Mike on after the win in the Coaching Club American Oaks. And the Coaching Club American Oaks, there was a lot of people in the winner's circle. And I said to Mike Rapoli when we had him on, what's the winner's circle going to be like in the Alabama? He said, a lot more people in the Coaching Club American Oaks. And he wasn't kidding. It was like the whole box seat section emptied out. There was a procession coming down the stairs after the Alabama that lasted a couple of minutes. It seemed like people just kept coming. And that winner's circle, there were a lot of Pletcher, there were a lot of Rapoli. I'm sure there were some Pletcher people as well, but it was more Rapoli friends and family that they took up the vast, you know, five deep and spread out. It was a big crowd in the winner's circle after Ness got it done. But again, she stamped herself as a player, not only now in the three-year-old filly division, she's at the top of that class, but as a player going forward as well. When we get to Breeders' Cup against the older, you would have to think. Just a couple of really nice performances. Again, both Epicenter and Nest, three-year-old male, three-year-old filly side of things up here at Saratoga with the two highlights of the meet on each side, Coaching Club American Oaks in Alabama, Jim Dandy and Travers. Just the other day, we saw Olympiad get it done in the Jockey Club Gold Cup. Wanted to show that one, a 105 buyer. And again, it's Olympiad, who in the Whitney earlier had thrown in a little bit of a dud after a really nice performance in the Stephen Foster earlier this year. And as I say, I'm a little bit curious if maybe the heat earlier in the meet, I don't know that. It may just have been the race and facing life is good. But the rebound here does suggest that Whitney performance was a little bit of a fluke. Olympiad getting it done, as I say, with the 105 buyer. Now, again, with the 126, was it, buyer Saturday night for Flightline, it's going to be interesting to see how this older division plays out and who has races in the interim, but who shows up in the Breeders' Cup Classic. We now know that Flightline is not distance limited. That mile and a quarter with the near track record and the jockey geared down for Flightline. But all of that said, Olympiad, very impressive. But also, earlier in the meet, we saw another older division horse get it done with Life is Good. As I say, Olympiad on this day, the Whitney earlier in the meet, wound up a little bit disappointing. But Life is Good, not so much so. Life is Good, the very talented runner, gets it done in the Whitney with a 107 buyer figure. And again, becomes another player of note in that older division. And I would think, as I say, it's going to be very, very interesting to see how it all plays out going forward as far as the older division. I guess we don't have the Whitney replay, but that's fine. Take my word for it. Life is Good, looking very good in there. So again, Life is Good, Olympiad with the highlights on the older division here with the Whitney and the Jockey Club kind of stepped it up and you know, impressed nicely getting it done for their connections. And again, the various divisions are interesting. They always play out interesting coming to Saratoga, but it seemed like early this year, I don't know about all, but most of the divisions seem to be having the kind of a season that said, up here at Saratoga, it's going to be a lot of fun. And that's kind of the way it has played out. And that then leads to, I've said to people over the last few days, whenever the Eclipse Awards are now, January, February, I think you're going to see a pretty good number of the winners of those Eclipse Awards having raced here at Saratoga and have races, Saratoga races on the 2022 resume. And I think, you know, there were some races where, understandably, people talked a little bit about field size, but boy, you couldn't knock the quality of the racing here this year. Again, in the various divisions, on the turf as well. You know, we had Charlie Appleby come over and get it done. That was fun to see. Joe O'Brien on the trainer side had a little string over here. That was fun as well, with Saratoga maybe having a little bit of an international destination this year. We'll see how that plays out in the future. But again, those guys, Appleby and Joe O'Brien, added a little kind of a fun human side of things as well. But those runners, the Appleby runners on the turf side of things, played out nicely. Chad Brown and his runners on the turf were doing very well in stakes action. So, again, the division seemed to be leading into Saratoga in a very fine fashion, and it played out that way. And as I say, it is likely to play out that way come Eclipse time as well, with a lot of the Saratoga runners winding up, you would think, with statues, again, a little after the first of the year next year. Give you an idea where the favorites wound up so far this season. So far, total races run so far is 405. Total number of favorites that have won so far, 145. That's about 36%. So that's right where favorites typically go at any meet, between 30 and 35, 36%. Not surprised to see anywhere in that range for favorites in any given meet. This is, I would say, the top end of that is expected, but still kind of within what is an expected range. If you were below 30 or much above 35 or 36, then it would be a little bit interesting. But as I say, overall, maybe we're kind of going to the high end of what you expect as far as favorites at the meet. But there have been opportunities, there have been some prices, and we will see how it works out today for all of us, with one more day and 12 more races to go. So should be fun with one racing day left here at Saratoga to make ourselves whole, as it were. Hopefully you swung and hit beginning of the meet. You've been playing with their money, so to speak, the remainder of the 40 days. But if you have been up and down, or like me, this last week has just been a little bit of a slog, we have this last day, and I'm rooting for all of us to make it happen here. So again, 12 races. Let's see if we can walk out on a high note here on closing day this Labor Day. All right, I'm going to head to another break. When we come back, we will continue our Saratoga 2022 recap. Stay tuned.
Juvenile fillies to 14 of them across the track. Heels sent on their way. End of the dance on the outside. Broke a little sideways with Pro KK, but meanwhile it's going to be stopped. But running on now, and Somali Lemonade's got eight to make up. They come to the top of the lane. Stop shoving. Maria's got a lot left. Stop shoving. Maria goes on. Sweet Cat is right there. Hard not to like. Royal Body is running on. Past the eight ball, they come. Stop shoving. Maria for the run. Still under a hand ride as they come to the 16th. Stephanie's Kitten coming out late. Yes, Stephanie's Kitten coming fast. Stephanie's Kitten, stop shoving. Maria. Stephanie's Kitten's water.
Monster chances broke smartly, but so did Terra from the Cape. On the inside, Sky Lantern the Grey going well. If he can get through, can get through. Sky Lantern the Grey looking for somewhere to run. Wide, wide open. It's Terra from the Cape hanging on. Terra from the Cape tries to go all the way. On the outside now, here comes Flotilla in the light blue. Flotilla is absolutely flying. Watch the chances in there too. But Flotilla has gone right on by. And Flotilla is coming home to score. Flotilla has won it just about two in the end. It'll be Watch the Chances, Summer of Fun, coming on to finish there.
Welcome back to Racing Across America on this, again, closing day. I keep saying it. I'm trying to be the sponge and soak it in that this closing day. It is funny how fast it goes, and it's funny because it goes so fast, and it does every year, and it does so from day one, you know. Man, this is going to go. And it does. And it happens every year. And what's funny about it, the rest of the year doesn't go. Why did the 10 months not go as fast as these 2 months go? But you know it's going to happen. Let me just take a minute to thank all the guests we had. Not all, but I will mention some of the highlights. You know, we're on for 40 days. And typically there's an average about three guests. So we're having 100 to 120 guests on here. We really appreciate the folks stopping by. There's owners, trainers, jockeys, and, you know, folks like we want to thank our friends Mike Welch and Dave Grenick from the Daily Racing Forum. They were regulars in here on Thursdays. Want to thank the folks on this Saratoga special, Joe, Sean Clancy, and Tom Law. It was fun to have them in as regulars on Friday. So really want to thank the regulars who came in. But then just, you know, industry types like Will Alampievich, the executive director for NYTHA, New York Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association, Nadja Thompson from the New York Thoroughbred Breeders. We had Tom Rooney from the NTRA. That was fun to have him in. Appreciate his swinging by when he was in town. A lot of the big industry folks were in town for the seminars across the street that happen annually. So we appreciate that, certainly. Also, you know, Duke and Paul Matisse, always have fun with them on Loose on the Lead. And they had another great edition this year. You can look for them at Christmas time, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, as Paul did last year. Now that is obviously becoming an annual event. So again, it's been a fun season so far. We appreciate everybody who stopped by. Hope you appreciate it as well. As again, we fit on industry types, jockeys, trainers, handicappers, and much, much more. It's been a lot of fun so far this year with, as I say, a full lineup through the 40 days. And thanks to everybody who participated. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, as promised earlier, the president here at Capital OTB, John Signor, will get a little recap on the Saratoga season here at Capital OTB. All of that right after this. Stay tuned.
For four generations and looking forward to a fifth, Bruce Cerrone and his family have continued their 99-year tradition of delighting their faithful following with the finest authentic Italian recipes made with the freshest ingredients. Some things have changed in the last 99 years, but not Pinnell's commitment to the finest in Italian cuisine. Pinnell's Italian Restaurant, a Saratoga tradition since 1922. 284 Jefferson Street, just minutes from the track.
Come on.
I want sales reports on my desk by Monday.
Whoops. My bad.
Love racing? RTN brings you every live simulcast on your home television, plus live video streaming and race replays on your PC and mobile devices. To order, visit RTN.tv. RTN, a breed apart.
Welcome back to Racing Across America. As we typically do at the end of the meet, we are joined now by Capital OTB President John Signor. Give us a little recap of the Saratoga season from the Capital OTB perspective. John, good morning.
Hey, Seth. How you doing?
Very good. Wow. How are you doing? Personally, how'd the meet go for you? I thought it was fun the last couple of weeks for me, though. I have been treading water the last couple of weeks.
You know what? I didn't come up as often as I usually do. You probably noticed that. I was up here maybe six or seven times all meet. But I did some other things, went away on vacation, things like that.
That works.
But I still bet pretty much every day, so, you know. But, no, it's been a good meet, a fun meet. I mean, the weather's been fantastic. It's unbelievable what this summer. This has been one of the best summers we've had in a long time. But personally, it's been a great meet in terms of when I was up here Traverse Day. I was here opening day, and it's been a fun meet for the time I've been up here.
Yeah, no, we had Pat McKenna in here yesterday, and he said, given what the past couple of years have been like, the place, the enthusiasm and whatnot, and everybody, it's just people are glad to be back and kind of far more normal than the past couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, what happened to inflation and high food prices? I mean, you got to be kidding me, right? I mean, people are spending money out here like it's going out of business. No, but you know what? The Saratoga brand is just so powerful in the racing industry. It really is. And Naira's done a tremendous job. Just kudos to Dave O'Rourke and his team, Pat McKenna. I mean, this place, it looks great. The racing was fantastic. The changes they made with the mile chute and the paddock bar, you know, it just every year they make these changes. The tailgating area a couple of years ago, the top of the stretch, even a few years before. Just tremendous stuff to really make this track all that it can be.
Yeah.
Not that it wasn't already, you know, just the history and just the nostalgia of Saratoga, but they've improved it, and the numbers bear it out. I mean, just this is the summer place to be. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that with Pat yesterday too, because we've talked about it the last few years, where they're kind of pulling the facility into the 21st century. That the underutilized grandstand area up at the top there that they made the stretch, I think, has been very popular. We had the owner, Matt Kuter, in with us the other day, and he said he's got a little box there. He has a great time, and I think that's the consensus for that area, which most days you would look up there and there would be nobody there in those last few sections. But now that's become kind of a, as they say, a 21st century way to enjoy the races. The tailgate area this year I thought was very popular when I went by. But talked also to Pat about the mile chute and the paddock bar area, which people were on social media were skeptical early. I think that totally went away. I think people have embraced that. And now they've kind of nicknamed it the treehouse, and it just fits very nicely in there architecturally and whatnot. So, great job.
I think Naira really set the standard for the top of the stretch. I don't know if other tracks are thinking about that. but they really turned that area into a place people want to be and a good gathering place. Less formal than the 1863, but just a good place. They have their own bar, and definitely. Naira's made some nice changes and... You know, subtle changes, not in-your-face changes that I think that have paid off, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, as you would want here at Saratoga, they've kept the history, they've embraced the history, but they, again, have moved it into the 21st century and made it a nice facility for folks to enjoy. Let's talk a little bit about overall from the Capital OTB perspective. Once again, we faced off with the folks in the Times Union, and I think we put that away about a week and a half or so ago, which maybe the earliest that has ever happened, at least in recent years.
Yeah, it's not like the old days. It was like the Wilkin Jarbo days used to be wars. We used to, we used to see them walking around the track, and we'd be up one, they'd be up one, and a great job by our team. Obviously, Seth, you've done a terrific job up here. With the shows and really a bulwark up here, carrying the shows, getting the guests, doing the handicapping, and like you said, you started out like a house on fire, got a little tough towards the end, but in the TU, we that was over a long time ago. Yourself, Anthony, Mike Callahan. On the other side, we have Brian Nadeau. We had, Kevin Cox helping us out with Play of the Day, the Brooklyn Cowboy. Steve Bick did a terrific job. We had Peter Appleby did our blog. Peter, I hope you were reading his blog because he had Olympiad in the Jockey Gold Cup. He's had a bunch of winners in all the stakes races. We had Mike Rennie from Twitter fame kind of help us out on the Alabama bankroll, and Mike's brings a lot of excitement to the game. And then you mentioned a lot of the other guys like Mike Welsh, Dave Granig, and those types who are just, up here every day and grinding it out and giving out the best information to the racing fans, and they were terrific as well. I mentioned Brian Nadeau, I think, as well, who does the one sheet. Brian's been with us all year. He's down at Gulfstream, so look forward to that relationship continuing. But it's been, and then just beyond that, looking at OTB employees in general. I mean, you look at FS1, Naira with FS1 and all that. I mean, they have a whole team. We have about, three employees running this whole place. Running the whole. The whole TV station. We have, Dino's up here, Mick's up here early every day doing the morning workouts, the Bonaventure stable morning workouts. Thank you to Bonaventure. We had a ton of sponsors, Pinnell's, Dark Horse, who support us, DePaula, obviously. And that gives us the ability to do these shows and fund our programming that we do every year. And that's it too. We came up every year, every Saratoga meet to do the 3 hours of programming. We do the workouts in the morning, we do the handicappers report and the interview show, Racing Across America, Loose on the Lead. But we're not able to do that also without Naira support. Naira allows us here, beautiful Clare Court. You see the horses behind us. You see this, the view behind us every day. We're able to bring the track to the racing fans, and that's kind of why we do this. People aren't able to go to the track every day, so we're able to bring the track to the people and have the best guests, industry types, trainers, owners, all the big, bettors, Duke and Paul Matisse, the big bettors, and we're able to bring all that to the racing fans who aren't here every day, and we know they can't show up every day. Also, I want to thank all our employees who are at the front lines, our branch employees, our manager, our branch managers. Without them, just like everybody else, we have trouble filling those positions. We're running a business here as well. And if they don't come into work every day during Saratoga, people don't have a place to bet if they're not betting online. A lot of people like to bet cash, like to go to the branches and our easy bet locations as well. So kudos to our employees, our staff who are on the front line and, you know, making sure that our branches are open every day. But just, again, as far as the TV station is concerned, you know, Danny Hayes, Dino, Mick, Sam back in the studio, just great work by them. And it's been a tremendous meet with a little, you know, we had a little flux at the beginning of the meet, but we've been able to catch our stride and things have gone really well.
And I will also tout, we got to thank the fans for watching, because
I
see them over on the front side all the time. People recognize me from television, and I appreciate the comments everybody has, because they appreciate just what you said. They get to see the track live every day, even if they aren't up here. And I say to people all the time, all the biggest names in horse racing, this is kind of the crossroads of horse racing in America, and all the biggest names in horse racing are a golf cart ride away. And to look up and to see some of those people driving in on a golf cart is pretty amazing, and then sitting here with some of the biggest names in the game. So it's our pleasure to be able to bring them. And as I say, I get a big response over on the front side of people who enjoy the programming and enjoy Capital OTB providing the programming, have for years, and now it's expanded. I'm getting people who say, hey, I'm up here for the week, but I'm watching you down in Louisville, or I'm watching you in Florida, I'm watching you down in Long Island. The number of viewers on the YouTube channel has clearly gone up, but we also tweeted out, and we're on the Roberts channel, and so that's been fun as well. Our viewership has expanded well beyond what it was when things started here on the backstretch years and years ago, and that's fun to hear on the front side.
Yeah,
also,
well, our partnership with Roberts Communications, you know, on Roku and some of the streaming services has been really fantastic. It's enabled us to go, you know, far beyond, obviously, the YouTube channel. We have the free streaming. If you have, you know, if you have an OTB account, obviously, you know, you can get OTB TV on your app, on your laptop, or on your phone. Thank the better, you know, the fans, but also the bettors,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The bettors are the ones that keep us in business. We had a great response to, you know, at our facilities this year, but in particular the clubhouse racebook. We have a new concessionaire at the clubhouse, Fredella's. They do a great job. The service, the food has improved vastly. The service is much better, and you can see the results of that, because our numbers are up at the clubhouse. So I know Saratoga's ending, and if you know, a lot more racing to come down the pike with you know, Belmont going to be run at Aqueduct. You're still going to have Kentucky Downs. Still going to have Del Mar running this week, and then obviously Churchill opens up, and Santa Anita later in the month. So it's going to be a lot of great racing leading into the Breeders' Cup. And, you know, we have our branch locations. We have our easy bets. But also, if you like what we do here, if you like what Capital OTB did during the year, and I mean, you mentioned a lot of people just like having Capital OTB on the background or in the morning when they're having their coffee and handicap, and you see the track, you see the workouts and things like that. If you like what we do, open up an account with Capital OTB. You know, there's a lot of different options out there. Naira, you know, the big guys. We're kind of a regional, you know, we're a regional OTB. So we benefit our counties. The money we generate and the profits we make go to our county partners and helps with lower your taxes if you live in those counties. So if you like what we do, open an account with us. Just go to capitalotb.com. That's that. But as far as OTB, we've had a very solid meet as well this year. Not Naira numbers, not the increase. Naira's had historic increase, and that's awesome. We've had a steady increase. We had a very solid meet. Very happy about that. And between our, you know, our account wagering and our branches and easy bets, really people responded. And again, it's the Saratoga brand. It's everybody wants to bet on the Saratoga meet. And it's kind of a win-win for everybody. We've done very well, and that means, you know, obviously Naira's going to do well with what we pay them through the bets made through us.
You talk about having the TV on in the background. I had a couple of couples come up to me with the same sentiment, but one woman expressed it nicely. She's, and her husband said, "Hey, we watch it every morning. And, you know, we turn on the Capital OTB," and the wife said, "Yeah, he watches you all day long." all day long. So so clearly there are a lot of people that tune in and enjoy it, and we appreciate that certainly. And again, it has been a fun meet, and we're winding it up today. So you mentioned the clubhouse race book, and you've kind of alluded to it. But what's up, you know, coming into the fall? I'm guessing, you know, we're still going to do the football Sundays and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
Should mention the race book. One wall is dedicated to sports programming. So during the NFL season, you can come down and watch all the games too.
Yeah, yeah. And first, you know, before I get to that, I want to thank our board of directors, right? They obviously, they support everything we do up here. They're totally behind us, you know, up here with the shows, you know, giving that to our bettors and the racing fans. They support everything we do at the clubhouse and in the corporation to make it a profitable corporation, but also to ensure that we, you know, we're also focused on racing. We don't have, you know, we don't have VLTs. We don't have any other source of revenue. We really, ours is only simulcast racing. So we really focus on that. We have a lot of promotions that we run online at the clubhouse. We're going to be out and about in the branches in the fall. So keep an eye on that. You know, you can follow us on Twitter, follow us at capitalotv.com. And you'll be able to see all that. But yeah, our board of directors has been fantastic. And just back to your question, at the clubhouse race book, we're going to have NFL Sundays. We're going to be doing promotions. We do NFL jersey giveaways at every Sunday. And I think, you know, with our new concessionaire, with everything that's going on at the clubhouse, the excitement, the promotions, I'm looking forward to a really strong fall and leading into the Breeders' Cup. But again, I just want to reiterate, Seth, great job up here. Yourself, Anthony. I know you and Anthony were getting a discussion about wins versus ROI. And I'll give you one scenario. I followed a guy who literally lost every race for 39 days, had a $100 winner on the last day, and said he beat the meet. Well, if you lose, if I'm going to bet with you for 39 days, I'm not going to have any money to bet that last winner.
And that's kind of my point when I say that. I think both metrics are fine, and yeah. I'd love to see both metrics and then let people decide.
But I think Anthony is selling himself short because
he's having a great
meet. He had a tremendous meet and had a ton of winners. So I don't know, you know, granted ROI is very important. There's no doubt about it. But I think Anthony had a slew of winners as well and a high ROI, and that's a good combination as well. You've had a very strong meet as well. You know, everybody stepped up.
And like I said, I'm rooting for him. He's 31 days away from beating the meet, and that is a high watermark. And so I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, and if anybody can do it with his long shots or his, you know, 10-to-1 shots, he's the one. So, again, great job by everybody up here. Great job by everybody in the corporation at our branches. Our Easy Bet partners also play a big role. You know, again, Danny, Dino, Mick, yourself, Anthony, just really carried us through the Saratoga meet, and we appreciate everything you guys have done. And we look forward to next year.
The countdown will begin at about 7 o'clock tonight.
364, right?
And I said earlier, why does that next 10 months go so much slower than these last couple of months? Because, man, they zip right by. But, John, we appreciate the visit. Anything else you want to touch on before we go?
No, just again, congratulations to Naira, Dave O'Rourke, who's been a great partner to Capital OTB. I think Dave's done a tremendous job at Naira, him and his team. And, That shows by the results they had this meet. The Saratoga meet just keeps getting stronger and better, and we are able to piggyback on everything they're doing to make sure you know, the meet improves every year. We benefit from that, or the taxpayers benefit from that, the racing fans benefit from that, and so we're looking forward to good things at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct.
Yeah, That's going to be the game plan in about a week and a half. But again, as you said, lots of great racing in the meantime. Kentucky Downs and still some Del Mar left. So it should be a nice next week and a half. And then we kick back off down the New York area. But 12 races to go today, and we'll try to make the magic happen up here on day 40. John, appreciate the visit. and we'll see you down at the clubhouse.
Great job. Thank you, Seth.
All right, we'll take a break. One last break. I'll come back and kind of give my thank yous and wrap it up for 2022. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Yeah, let me wrap it up here. When we took the last break, I was just kind of going through some of the guests we had. And as I say, you know, we're right here. The crossroads of racing. So we get the industry people and the jockeys and the trainers and whatnot. And I mentioned Naja Thompson from the New York Thoroughbred Breeders and Will Allen Pievich from NYTHA. Again, I will once again reiterate, really appreciate Mike Welch and Dave Grenig stopping by from the Racing Forum every week. And Joe and Sean Clancy and Tom Law from the Saratoga Special. They were regulars on Thursdays and Fridays, so I certainly want to thank them. Joe Applebaum from NYTHA stopped by. Elliot Walden, prominent owner. Randy Moss and Jerry Bailey, it was fun to have them. NBC was in town earlier in the meet, and I got Randy and Jerry back here, and always fun to talk to those two. David O'Rourke stopped by, loose on the lead early in the meet, so it was fun to have David back here to talk a little NYRA and their kind of what they were looking for Saratoga. And yesterday we had Pat McKenna in to kind of give the recap, so we appreciate the NYRA folks stopping by. Marshall Graham, always fun to have Marshall. Marshall is a fun guy, college professor who in his college class uses the racing form and talks some horse racing, but he's also now a prominent owner with 10 Strike Racing and a contest player. So Marshall Graham, thank him. David Aragona stopped by, Jason Blewett. Mike Rapoli swung by. We really appreciate it. That was a fun interview with Mike Rapoli. Dan Collins from our friends at Bonaventure Racing. Appreciate him stopping by. Kim Weir, always like to have Kim in to talk a little bit about the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation. That's an important part of Saratoga because Saratoga is so popular and all eyes are on it. It's a great chance for some of these racing-related charities to get their word out. TRF, the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation, we did a little interview taped interview over in the jocks room early in the meet with Johnny Velasquez and talked a little bit about the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund, the PDJF. So, again, appreciated those conversations as well. Saul Kuhman, a prominent owner, visited with us. That was fun. Rich Migliori was over here. Matt Hagerty from the Daily Racing Forum. Barbara Livingston, it was fun to talk to her. And if you haven't already, go over and see the exhibit she has with the that collection of racing photographs she has. She bought the collection of a longtime racing photographer, and you can see just some phenomenal images over at the Racing Museum. Also visit their website. There are some images that didn't make it over there that are available on the National Museum of Racing website. But appreciate Barbara Livingston stopping by. Lee Einsiedler got it done with Costa Creed. Fun to have Lee in here. Tom Rooney from the NTRA. Lisa Lazarus now heads HISA. She came in and talked a little bit about how HISA is doing after the early July implementation. Always fun to have Terry Finley from West Point. And Dwayne Lucas, that was a great interview. I've been trying to get him for a few years and managed to get him back early in the meet. We mentioned Paul and Duke Matisse, Pete Fornital just the other day, Mark Cassie, Michael Blown was a lot of fun to have in. Ron Winchell, prominent owner, was in with Steve Bick and I. Todd Pletcher, that was a highlight of the meet to have Todd come over and sit in with us. Travis Stone, Wayne Catalano on one of the morning shows. So, again, it was a great lineup of guests. I just hit on some of the highlights there. As I say, with We're typically averaging, you know, three guests for 40 shows. We're somewhere in 100 to 120 as far as the guests. And so it was another fun season where we appreciated everybody who took the time to stop by. Speaking of appreciating, I will reiterate my appreciation for the folks who put the show together up here. John mentioned it as well. Mick Richards, standing right off the set there. They called him in out of the bullpen, and Mick came in and was a solid player up here during the meet. Dino Cantonacci and Dan Hayes also. Dino in the trailer up here. Dan down in Albany. Folks over in the marketing department, Charlie Shannon, Mike. To some extent, Mike has kind of moved on, but still does some of that marketing. Anthony Mormino sat in and did the handicapping show, and one of the Racing Across Americas every week, and my partner on Loose on the Lead, Steve Bick. It's always fun and raucous with Mr. Bick, so we appreciate that. John mentioned the sponsors. I also want to give a tip of the cap to the sponsors, DePaula, Pinnell's, Dark Horse. They were fun. The Dark Horse Mercantile sponsoring the Dark Horse Play of the Day. Appreciate their jumping on board this year, and they got a great response, so thank you to you for stopping in and mentioning us. The folks at Bonaventure Stables, Dan Collins and company, appreciate their sponsorship as well. Most of all, again, I want to thank all of you, because it's always fun up here, because I'm on TV and I'm lucky enough to be in front of the camera. Again, I want to thank the folks behind the camera, but because I'm lucky enough to be here, people recognize me over on the front side, or just because it's Saratoga, just because it's Saratoga, downtown as well, or wherever, and it's fun to get the response, and I pass it on to the guys behind the camera, because it's literally at least a dozen people a day will walk up. Man, I really appreciate the programming and appreciate what you guys do. And as I say, now it's fun to hear from people who say, the rest of the year I'm down in Long Island or Florida or Kentucky, and I'm watching on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook or fire it up on the Roku app. So that's been fun as well. And I really appreciate all of your feedback and the fact that you appreciate what we're doing. That makes it all worthwhile. Because the other 10 months of the year when I'm down in that studio in Albany, I don't get that kind of feedback. So, again, I appreciate getting the live feedback up here. Very nice. Really do appreciate it. So, again, I'm kind of going to wrap things up here.
I'm sorry. I got to jump in here. There's nobody better than him.
Mick Richards.
He's my favorite. He does a fabulous job. He gets the guests. He's knowledgeable, and he's such a great guy.
I appreciate that. Mick Richards, one of our guys behind the camera, and I really appreciate that. Thanks a lot, Mick. But, again, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to turn the lights out. Literally, I won't turn the lights out. Mick will be the guy who turns the lights out. But I am going to wrap it up here. The lights are going to go out. We're going to wrap it up. It's been another great season. Thanks to all the guests. Thanks to you. Thanks to the guys putting the show together. A lot of fun. One more day of racing to go, so enjoy that. We'll be back in the studio. The game plan is to be back for our regular, you know, down in the Albany studio and to kind of kick things off on Friday. So you can look for that on Friday coming up, some afternoon handicapping, and then we'll get back into the regular weekend programming as well. But it's been fun, as it always is. Went fast. But we appreciate your tuning in. Stay tuned this afternoon and enjoy the racing and cash some tickets. And as I say, we'll see you back in the studio on Friday afternoon.
You're watching OTB TV, a service of Capital Off-Track Betting.